Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 446.5, up 2.5 on the open. December, 463, up 1.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 374, unchanged on the open. December, 393, down 1.25. March, 411.5, down 0.5. July, 429, up 1 on the open. September corn opened at 221.5, down 0.5 on the open. December, 237.75, down 0.5. March, 253, down 0.25. May, 261.75, down 0.75. July, 270.75, down 1. December, the red line, 289.75, up 0.25 on the open. September oats opened at 174.75, up 0.25. December, 184, down 0.25 on the open. September soybeans, the new lead option, opened at 557.5, up 1.25 on the open. November, 569.5, up 0.25. January, 582.75, up 0.5. March, 593.5, up 1. May, $6.75, up 0.25. July, 611.75, up 1.75 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 161, up 10 on the open. October, 162.20, up 40. September soybean oil opened at 2508, up 1 on the open. October, 2529, unchanged. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 115.95, down 10 on the open. September, 116.27.5, unchanged. October, 116.72.5, down 15 on the open. August live cattle opened at 88.25, down 7.5 on the open. October, 91.85, up 5. December, 90.30, unchanged. October lean hogs opened at 64.55, up 5 on the open. December, 61.75, down 10. February, 61.75, down 15. April, 61.80, down 30 on the open. And August bellies opened at 76.30, and they were up 80 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolandagrienergy.com.
It's a busy week for AM 580 agriculture. Tomorrow evening, we'll be at the AgriGold Research Farms just east of Tuscola on Route 36. For an AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panel. It gets underway in the 6 o'clock hour, 6 o'clock, 6:15-ish. Panelists include Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. More information at 866-313-2145. And then the following evening, August 17th, we'll be in Decatur at the Conference Center at 7 o'clock, for a meeting that's being sponsored through Risk Management Commodities. You can call 866-837-9027 for a reservation. Among the guests at that meeting, U of I basketball coach Bruce Weber, and as well as some of the traders from EFG in Chicago, including Tom Fritz and Lee Gauss. And so AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser also on hand at that particular meeting at the Decatur Conference Center, August 17th, getting underway at 7 o'clock. We hope you attend one of the meetings nearby. You can get a look at all the meetings on our website at WILOAG.org. Joining us now to take a look at the markets, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
I was hopeful that when I was looking at the charts this morning, I was going to see a key reversal hook pattern, perhaps in the beans or the corn. Either one, take your pick off of yesterday's trading. but we opened lower today and making new contract lows once again.
Yeah, after we sort of bounced yesterday on the close, today being Tuesday, where a lot of times we see a little bit of a turnaround from an oversold condition, which we were very much in, we had a little bit of hope that there might be a little dead cat bounce today, but it seems like fund liquidation is just continuing today, Dave. And with the side-by-side electronic trading, why some of it sort of sneaks through without us knowing quite how much some of these funds are liquidating at times. So, you know, isn't quite as obvious as it used to be with the electronic trading going on.
How many contracts long do you reckon corn is?
The corn, they're figuring somewhere in the 150,000 bracket, Dave. I think that and probably 120,000 now, because we liquidated about 30,000 there in the last yesterday and day before, and Friday. So that's down around the 120 mark now. The and the beans are probably short somewhere around the 50,000 contracts, which is very high for the beans.
Any so really no reason for traders to push the short side more on the beans unless they see some numbers that would suggest supply side maybe much larger than even USDA anticipating.
You know, not a lot there as far as that, because the funds are, you know, in a very large position on the short side. But this weather continues to be ideal for bean development and pod fill. So, you know, it's awfully hard to get bullish beans with this kind of weather.
In fact, we saw soybean conditions improve yesterday afternoon 3% on a national basis. And I don't know what that might suggest, but maybe soybean yield is a lot bigger than USDA's August estimate at 39.6 right now.
I think that if you even looked at the report, the state that jumped the most on how it was recorded in the good to excellent category was Iowa. And Iowa was looking very poor as far as the last report, and it seemed that we're lacking out there, and that could hold the national yield down. But if they have jumped back and in that good a shape with the rains they received since the 1st of August, that puts the bean crop, it has it, you know, running for real good yields.
Do you think yields at 45 are not out of the question?
Ooh, that's an awful big number, Dave. We're not going to say that number yet. That's just too bearish to the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and look at particulars in the corn then. We talked enough about the beans. What are you seeing there of note?
I think, like I say, we're continuing to see fund liquidation this morning, lack of buying, the commercials backing away. I think that a lot of the commercial firms would like to be buyers down in here to accumulate some stuff, but they're going to wait and get this market turned a little bit before they become too aggressive buyers. They would like to see some LDPs taking place because that lets the farmer let go of the grain easier, and they know if not, there's going to be a lot of grain that just gets stored away this fall.
Let's talk about those loan deficiency payments and how best to play them, you think, Wayne, given the large amount of old crops still out there to be put in the pipeline.
Well, I think, you know, number one, you have to get to the point where you do get them and then take a look and see whether, what we think we can go to on them. But we don't feel they're going to be anywhere near what they were last year, because once we get down to certain levels, I think a lot of these ethanol plants and a lot of the elevators, knowing that the ethanol demand will be there, are going to gobble this stuff up or want to be owners of corn before it gets too cheap.
So what are you thinking, 15 cents to a quarter, somewhere in there?
That's on the high side, I think, Dave. I'm thinking more the 15 is more the high side.
And the time it would be available much briefer than last year?
I would say that it could be briefer than last year and probably won't last as long, yes.
Turn your attention to the wheat. What are the key features there today, sir?
Oh, of course, we've been getting some rain and across the areas they need some rain to do to seed the fall wheat. That's been a little bit negative on us there. We do have some opportunities for exporting wheat to Iraq. We're down in the bracket where it could be, and it looks today like we're going to probably somewhat stabilize the wheat market a little better than the corn, the beans, and it's hanging in there a lot better, just down a half. So, the fundamentals, we still had a short wheat crop, and, on the other side of the coin is why we are getting some rain in the areas where they need it for the seedings of next year's crop.
Does Kansas City help stabilize Chicago at this point, given the fact the harvest just about wrapped up?
I think that it's hasn't been that way. So yesterday, Kansas City took a lot worse hit than Chicago. But basically, the shortness of the hard red wheat will help stabilize the Chicago market.
We did note yesterday that September wheat in Chicago invaded its June lows, and we were wondering whether or not that put March lows at 362 and a quarter into play in your mind.
Well, of course it does, Dave. I mean, whenever you buy at one point, you have to look to the next. And, of course, you know, your next shot down, if we continue to move down, is that next mm-hmm. point.
I guess what I'm asking is, in your mindset, the likelihood of hitting it.
Likelihood of hitting it? I think that it's going to hold. I think we will hold above that number.
Very good, Wayne. Thanks much.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking at the current tick in Kansas City, September wheat now trading 446. Fast trade there. It's up to September wheat at the Board of Trade in Chicago, 374 unchanged. December, 394 down a quarter. September corn, 219 down 3. December, 235 and a half down 2 and 3 quarters. March, 250 and a half down 2 and 3 quarters. Red line, December, 288 and a quarter down 1 and a quarter. September beans, 554 down 2 1/4. Noves, 566 3/4 down 2 1/2. January, 579 3/4 down 2 1/2. Redline noves, 623 down 2. September soybean meal, 159.90 down $1. September soybean oil, 25.17 up 10. At the Merck, August feeders, 115.25 down 80. August live cattle, 87.80 down 52.5. October lean hogs, 63.80 down 70. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.